On today's show, Ford updates its best-selling crossover. The GMC Canyon gets the Denali treatment, and we identify last week's barn find. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for November 17th of 2015. The best-selling compact crossover in the U.S. market is the Honda CR-V, followed by the Ford Escape and Toyota RAV4. Each of them will sell over 300,000 units this year, but Toyota plans to leapfrog the other two. At the media introduction of the refreshed RAV4 yesterday, Bill Fay, the general manager of the Toyota division, said, quote, "We want 400,000 sales and segment leadership." To get the volume it needs, Toyota will add production of the RAV4 to its assembly plant in Cambridge, Ontario, in Canada. Toyota needs more truck production. It has lost a slight amount of market share this year as the market has shifted more heavily towards trucks. And speaking of the Ford Escape, the company just took the wraps off the refresh version of the crossover. As you can see, it adopts the company's hexagonal grille, which gives it a similar look to the Edge. Two new EcoBoost engines are offered, a 1.6-liter and a 2-liter four-cylinder that both come standard with start-stop technology. It's the first vehicle in Ford's lineup to offer Sync Connect, which allows drivers to unlock doors, start the engine, or locate the vehicle with a smartphone app. The new Escape is also available with new driver assistance technologies, including adaptive cruise control and forward collision warning with brake support and a lane-keeping system. Still to come, VW gets nostalgic with the Beetle.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles, and by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Volkswagen is feeling a little nostalgic today as it introduces two new Beetle variants that harken back to classic bugs. The first is a modern twist on the 1970s Beetle jeans model, which VW is calling the Beetle Denim. But funny enough, there's not a single swatch of actual jean on or in the car, just fabrics that look like it. You'll notice it on the convertible top. The car only comes as a convertible. And the seats, which also feature jean-like stitching and seat back pockets that look like jean pockets. The denim only comes in two colors, pure white or stone wash blue, and just 2,000 are scheduled to run down the production line. The other model draws inspiration from classic Baja bugs. Called the Dune, it comes as either a hardtop or convertible, has unique front and rear fascias, and black wheel arch extensions. To enhance the more rugged appearance, the ride height was raised nearly half an inch, and the track was widened by just over half an inch. Other features include unique interior appointments, special 18-inch wheels, and an optional lighting package that includes LED daytime running lights. The hardtop Dune will go on sale early next year, while the convertible will follow in the third quarter. And in other Volkswagen Group news, Audi just announced it will offer A3 customers with the 2-liter diesel engines with cheating software the same goodwill package as Volkswagen owners: a $500 prepaid credit card, a $500 dealership card, and 3 years of free roadside assistance. I thought we might see a better offer from the luxury brand, but as noted in the statement Audi released, this is just a first step. Coming up next, GMC expands its Denali lineup. GMC's Denali versions of its lineup are very popular. Overall, they account for a quarter of the company's sales. So it's no surprise to see that its new midsize pickup, the Canyon, is joining the club. The Denali trim will be offered on crew cab models with two- or four-wheel drive and with both gasoline and diesel models. The exterior of the Canyon Denali features that signature chrome grille, chrome lamp bezels, and chrome assist steps. It's also got unique 20-inch wheels and is available in 6 colors. The interior features leather heated and ventilated front seats, along with unique instrument panel and console trim. Plus, it comes standard with a host of amenity and safety features. The Canyon Denali goes on sale late next year. And because the Denali versions are so popular, GMC is taking the Sierra to the next level. Meet the Sierra Denali Ultimate, which will be offered exclusively on four-wheel drive 1500 crew cab models with either a 5'8" or 6'6" cargo bed. It comes with all the standard features of a regular Denali, plus other special content. The list is too long to go through now, so just look for the link in today's transcript to find out all about its unique features. The Sierra Denali Ultimate goes on sale in the first quarter of next year. Last week, we asked for your help identifying this car. The picture was sent to us by viewer Rich Bragger and shows his father sitting on the hood of said car. Well, Rich, I hope you're listening, because it didn't take too long for a few to figure out it's an early 1920s Packard. The shape of the grille opening seemed to be the giveaway for most. Thanks, Rich, for sending that in. And if you have something that might make a good barn find, please send it our way to viewermail@autoline.tv. It just might make its way into a show. But that wraps up this show. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.